It is so exciting to be here this morning, certainly to worship our great God, to enjoy fellowship with one another, to sing songs about our great God. Especially this morning, I am filled to the brim. I'll tell you why. We just came back from a leadership retreat for the family group leaders in the Ottawa church. And so one of the reasons why I want to share this with you is that there's a leadership group within the church that gets together, and we want to be able to shepherd the church in a way that pleases our God. We got together, of course, after the pandemic, having a lot of meetings, Zoom meetings. It was great to be together. So what we did, we locked ourselves in a house for a few days, all of us in the same house, okay? And we just had a great time together. Sometimes some of the discussion, the temperature got raised in those discussions. But what happened ultimately, the Spirit of God worked in an absolutely tangible way. It's the best meeting that we've had since I've been here. And you felt the spirit of humility, of love, of servitude that was absolutely palpable. Then if that were not enough, I come in here and I see your faces. Well, some of your faces. I'm just messing around. And I see a brother, of course, that was welcomed already, but he came all the way from the Netherlands just to worship with us. Oh, secondarily, he's going to get married in a few days. But we're certainly very, very excited to see you guys. Very, very thrilled. And then I come in and I see a face I hadn't seen for a while. And that's Caleb. Caleb's here with us. And if you don't recognize Caleb, Caleb's now got a mustache. He's got different hair and everything like that. He was with us for the longest time while he was going to school here. Caleb, we're very happy to see you. And then just about service is about to start, I see a young squire walking up on the left-hand side. The star forward for the Ottawa Atletico, Malcolm Shaw, is here, who's a disciple of Jesus Christ. Started the first game this year, scoring the winning goal for the. We were very, very fired up about that. But honestly, more importantly, it was just great to see my friend. We've spent a lot of time together, having meals together, and it was just great to see you. And we hope we could be of encouragement while you're spending the time here in this summer playing for that team. Then we're going to have a chance. Not that the rest of you are, you know, nothing at all. You know, I was fellowshipping, and there was I was talking to Rose's children, and then I was about to walk away, and she looked at me, what about me, basically? it is really great to be together here today. Let's open up our Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. And so one of the things that we try to do when we do these kinds of things, right, when we introduce people and we talk about personal things, is one of the things that's communicating there is that this is not just a time where we can just open up the Bible and then we go our merry way. That there is a connection with each other that is more than saying hi on a Sunday morning. You know, one of the things that was so present in my Christian life that really, really spoke to me is that the relationships in the church was not a Sunday only thing. Sunday actually was a culmination of the relationships during the week. I didn't conceptually understand that because all my life, what I did was I went to church on Sunday morning, went my merry way. As soon as the service was over, I went to the parking lot, and then I didn't see those people again until the following week if I went. And then I became a part of the congregation and realized what the scripture talks about and how we are involved in each other's lives. And I thought, really? Is this actually the way we're supposed to live? And so we have experienced that, and it's really, really thrilling. We've been going through the book of Philippians. If you've been following along with us, we're now in the final chapter in the book of Philippians. And one of the things, of course, we asked you to do, and if you didn't do it, Shame on you. We ask you to read, of course, before you come here, so that we can continue reaching. But if you didn't, that's okay. We'll spend some time reading the scripture. Of course, we know the idea of the context of the book of Philippians, right? And the idea is that when we teach these things, that you can understand the scriptures with great clarity. And you're inspired. And what was once print on page becomes actually a motion picture. What was now once black and white is fully in color. The illumination of the scriptures, especially in the context when we understand it, actually stands even brighter. The book of Philippians was the idea that Paul was in prison. And in spite of his circumstances, he had a disposition in life that was incredibly powerful. He made the best of every situation. Rather than feeling sorry for himself that he was going to be tried before the courts because of his faith, not because he did anything wrong. Yet his idea of being in prison was, what can I do to be able to serve God and encourage people? What emotion should I have? He speaks about joy a number of occasions. How appropriate for us, where we have been shackled by the pandemic in many situations. We have been, sometimes some of us, been curbed by emotional challenges in our lives. Some of us financial and physical challenges. And Paul teaches us through his word that these are not reasons for us to be wavering in even our joy, because we have a pandemic-proof faith. And we're going to see that in spades, shall I say, as we read Philippians chapter 4 and we study it. And so he's concluding his letter now to the church in Philippi. And so he says in verse 1, therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, stand firm in the faith in this way, dear friends. Now, if you've been part of the congregation or if you haven't been part of the congregation, I spent an entire sermon just on that verse when we talked about relationships in the kingdom and what it ought to be like and how it needs to be, right? And so I don't have to go through that. That's a plug for you. If you want to find out more about that scripture, you need to go on our website and check that sermon out. All right, great. So the idea there, though, is that relationships in the kingdom is not something that is cursory, but rather there's depth. He speaks with such affection, you whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, and I put before you, I cannot call you my joy and my crown, someone that I love and I long for, if there's no connection.